standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene.
Hello guys, and welcome to the Jukebox. My name is Zach Murillo, and this is part two of our special Covers versus Originals 2 week special. So if you didn't tune in last week, you missed a really great episode. We had a lot of classic rock. We had some, well, a little bit of alternative, but mostly classic rock. We had the classics guys, the originals. We had lots of awesome music. Explained some history of some of the songs, who made covers of them, and why the originals were better. This week, however, we're kind of mixing it up. This week, we will actually be doing the opposite. We will be explaining how the covers were better. So, I'm just loading up my music now. So, to start off, I'm sorry I didn't tune in last week. There, as you may or may not know, there was a major snowstorm in the GTA. I was stuck up in Newmarket area. I was going nowhere, guys. I apologize for not being on air last week. But this week is different. This week I am here. This week I am ready to go. Rested. I am not stuck anywhere except in the studio. But that's by choice. I am here with you guys. I am here to entertain you. So, okay. To start off our list, we have a couple of really good songs. We are going to start off with, okay, what's on our list? Here we go. We're going to start off with Twist and Shout by the Beatles, followed by Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm. Enjoy, guys. Sorry about that. There's some technical difficulties going on. So I'm just going to talk to you about some things that are going on in the school. As you know, it is winter. It is December. Valentine's Day is coming up, guys, next Monday. So I think I'm going to put that on the discussion board for this week. So for next week, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? What are you going to do for your significant special other? Some people are going to the extreme, going all out, going with jewelry. Others are just going with flowers. Some are going with teddy bears. I personally have no one to buy for. So I want to know what you guys are doing for your special other. Just let me know. Put it on the page, or you can put it on the discussion board that I'm going to put up in a few minutes. Yeah, okay, so now that we're ready to go again, this is, as I said, Twist and Shout by the Beatles, followed by Alien Ant Farm with Smooth Criminal. Enjoy.
on heaven's down wall. Hey, 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 yeah.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
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 Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Okay, guys, we are back, and as you can tell, that song there was not Smooth Criminal. I'm sorry about that. My computer is kind of this playlist is having a mind of its own. So those two songs were Twist and Shout by the Beatles and Guns N' Roses with Knocking on Heaven's Door. Sorry about that, guys. But yeah, let's continue with the research for the part of covers versus originals, as today is the covers version. Twist and Shout was actually a cover done by the Beatles. Yeah, it's hard to believe. The original was, one of the originals was done by the Isley Brothers. They actually took another song and parts of another song to make their own version called Twist and Shout. And the Beatles decided to make an even better version, which everybody knows more popularly. The Isley Brothers, their version not as good. And for Guns N' Roses, Knocking on Heaven's Door, the original was done by musician Bob Dylan. The Guns N' Roses decided to do a little more of a rock and roll version, while Bob Dylan did more of a softer, lower-toned, country-esque soft rock version. I prefer the Beatles version of Twist and Shout, as well as the Guns N' Roses version of Knocking on Heaven's Door. But this is what this week is all about, where people actually like the covers better than the originals. So, in that sense, you're not going to be hearing lots of techno or remix or rap. You're definitely not going to be hearing rap today, because when rappers remix songs, it is generally not good. Hey, that's my opinion. I don't know what your guys' opinion is on this thing, but I told you to put it on the discussion board. I told you to put it on the Facebook page for the jukebox. But none of you responded. None of you made any requests for songs that are better or worse as originals or covers. So I decided to do my own research on websites and blogs of people's favorites. I took my favorites of theirs, both the originals that are better or the covers that are better, and made my own playlist. Now, let's hope that these next songs will actually play for me. I think now I'm actually going to play this next song. Hopefully this works. This is Alien Ant Farm with Smooth Criminal. Enjoy.
Stains on the carpet. She was sitting at the table. You could see she. sound of a window. Then he struck you a crescendo. And he came to a bombing. Left the bloodstains on the carpet. And he ran to the bedroom. You were sucked out. It was your doom. And you okay? You okay? You okay? And you've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you say.
Awesome. We are back. Welcome back, guys, to The Jukebox. I am Zach Murillo, your host. Now, those three songs were... Sorry, for a second, I need to find my place. Okay, those were Knocking on Heaven's Door by... Well, no, sorry, that was wrong. Where is it? Smooth Criminal, sorry, by Alien Ant Farm, which is a cover by Michael Jackson, if you didn't already know that. After that was Losing My Religion by Scary Kids Scaring Kids. Yes, random name. That was a cover of the famous song by REM, same title. And after that was Ziggy Stardust by Bauhaus, which was a cover of the famous song by David Bowie. Now, so far many of you are asking, what's with all the classic rock? And to answer your question, Many of the classic rock bands back then heard a lot of the songs from like the 50s and the early 60s, a bunch of contemporary songs or country or whatever genre was popular back then. They thought they were okay and decided to make covers of these songs for the younger generation, the rock and rollers, the baby boomers, well, maybe not the baby boomers, but for the younger generation of rock and roll. So a lot of bands like the Beatles and I think Queen as well, Motley Crue, a bunch of the rock and roll bands decided to make these contemporary songs that their parents listened to, good lyrics, but slow beat and kind of boring. They decided to take these songs and make covers, but the way they did it was they remade it so that they were kind of original. No one had heard them before. Our generation listens to them and thinks, oh, these are awesome. And when they hear someone cover that, they're like, oh, I like the original better. But in fact, some of them were actually covers as well. So there's a little bit of a history lesson for you. Not all of the songs from the 60s and 70s were original, but they are the best. They are the classics. So we're going to continue with our classic rock. Next up, we have Oh Father by My Vitriol, which was a cover of the famous song done by Madonna. Enjoy, guys.
Thank you. into my eyes, and you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart, search your soul, and when you find me there, you'll search no more. Don't tell me it's not worth dying for. You can't tell me it's not worth dying for. You know it's true, everything control your face.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Jukebox, Centennial College's all-request radio station. I am your host, Zach Murillo. So those four songs in order were O Father by My Vitriol, which was a cover of the famous song done by Madonna herself. After that, we had Tonight by Motley Crue, which was a cover by the same song by The Raspberries. After that was I Do It For You by Newfound Glory, with Bryan Adams. And after that, that last song was The Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana, the cover of David Bowie. So, yeah. Next up on our playlist, I have something special for you. The King of Covers, the King of Remakes, the hilarious jokester, Weird Al Yankovic. Yes. Unfortunately, he's not coming in the studio. I did get a hold of his agent, but he couldn't leave. He had another gig. I'm sorry, guys. I tried. But yes, next up we have three songs of his in a row for you. Those songs are, I'm sorry, I need to check my listing for a sec. The next three songs I have for you are Money for Nothing, Beverly Hillbillies, followed by White and Nerdy, and then Eat It. I'll tell you what songs were the originals there in just a quick second. But here it is. First up, we have Beverly Hillbillies.
Dad blame Beverly Hills. There ain't a possum shank to be bought around here at any price. What good is having $68 million? I ask you.
Well, this morning is good for getting a lot of paper signed for Mr. Drysdale.
Was doing that when I left here 2 hours ago.
We got Cause it's too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters. But so far they all think I'm too white. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Really, really white and nerdy.
First in my class here at MIT. Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary. You'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to a thousand places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer rap I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing.
You see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I'd like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. While my friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy in the extreme and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy. Just because I'm white and nerdy. All because I'm white and nerdy. Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy.
I wanna bowl with the gangsters. But oh well, it's obvious I'm
nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
You had
Hey guys, welcome back to the Jukebox. That was Weird Al Yankovic with Beverly Hillbillies, which was a cover of Money or Nothing by Dire Straits, followed by White or Nerdy, which was a cover of Ridin' Dirty by Chameleon Air and Crazy Bone. And then after that, we had Eat It, which is a cover of Michael Jackson yet again. Now, some of you may be wondering, and I don't know how many of you, but it's got to be very few. How many of you have heard of Weird Al Yankovic? If many of you are saying you have not, that is very sad. Weird Al Yankovic in the industry since the 80s has had a reputation of taking famous songs and remaking them into hilarious comedy music videos. Now, back at the very beginning of his career, he thought it would be funny, but many bands took it as disrespect that he was mocking their songs, that he was making fun of the bands, that he didn't really get the message. That was not the case. In an interview done with, I think it was CTV or CBS or some news station in the States, he explained that it was that he did these songs because he actually loved the songs so much. He wanted to do his own version, but he also wanted to make people laugh because that was his job. He was a comedian. So later on, after his songs started getting quite famous, like they were on MTV, Much, they were out there, people were listening to them, and he started making more remixes, people actually took it as an honor, as a privilege and an honor to actually have their songs taken and remixed by Weird Al. And it was actually so good that many bands were saying, oh, I want Weird Al to do a cover of my song. It was actually taking that if your song was remixed by Weird Al, it was at the top. It was number one, even though if it wasn't number one on the charts. It was a pretty big deal to be remixed by Weird Al. To this day, he's still doing minor remixes, but many of his best songs were done in the late 80s, early to mid 90s. He doesn't do as many good songs anymore, because unfortunately in this day and age there aren't that many good songs to remix. It's a sad truth, but yeah, you can't really do much about it. All you can do is enjoy the songs we have here. So unfortunately, guys, this brings us to the end of our two-part, two-week special of covers versus originals. Right now, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite songs. It's not a remake, it's not a cover, but it is a really amazing song. It is Thunderstruck by AC/DC. You have been listening to The Jukebox. My name is Zach Murillo, and good night. This is Thunderstruck by AC/DC.